Hello, my name is Marcos. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in our area of Texas.
Go ahead.
Are you registered to vote in this address in Texas?
Yep.
Okay. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one would take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely.
Okay. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. Shayla Jackson Lee, would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very
somewhat
unfavorable?
Favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Harold Dutton? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Danny Norris? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
I don't know who that is. What's the name again? Danny who?
Danny Norris.
Danny Norris. I don't know who that is. I can't answer that question. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, okay. What about the Houston Independent School District, HISD? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Yeah, okay. What about Joyce Chapman? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
How do you spell that first name?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Chapman, I don't know who that is.
Okay. what about Clint Dan Horn? Very favorable, somewhat.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or would you oppose to a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
I oppose.
Okay. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Probably Clint.
Okay. Next. Here are a few statements about the current long-time state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners. Would your reaction be very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
Respectfully, I don't think what you just said is accurate. I don't think the tax cut went to the biggest proportion went to the lowest income earners.
Okay. This would be a statement. Would your reaction if he voted for a cut in the property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners, would your reaction be very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
It would be somewhat positive, but I just want to be very clear. That's not what happened. So if you're saying prospectively, if something like that were to come up and he voted that way, then I said, yeah, that's great. But that's not what just happened a few months ago. that the people who got the biggest tax cuts were not the low-income folks. So if you're saying, if you're asking, so let me say it this way. If you're saying, how do I feel about him voting that way 4, 5, 6 months ago, then I'm going to say somewhat favorable, and that's because I think it still was good. It just didn't go to the least income folks. If you're saying he's going to vote on something like that coming up, then I would say it's somewhat, then I would say it's very favorable.
He voted for a cut in property taxes that gets to be.
Then somewhat, because I don't, the biggest tax cuts did not go to the low income. We're talking surplus, so just put somewhat and let's keep moving.
Okay. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Would you say very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
Somewhat negative.
Okay. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the state house to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Would your reaction be very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
Very negative.
Okay, he is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest. Would your reaction be very positive, somewhat negative?
Very positive.
Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. Would you say your reaction would be very positive, somewhat
very,
negative?
Very, very positive.
Okay. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the states to do it. Would your reaction be very,
very
positive?
Very negative.
Okay. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Would you say very positive, somewhat positive?
Very positive. Very positive.
Okay. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, Danny Norris?
Van Horn. Clint Horn.
Okay. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65
there
and
you
over?
Go. 54 to whatever you said. 55 to 64.
Okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
Yes.
Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. And you have yourself a wonderful night.
See you.